It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Somebody says, oh my God, look out the window.
Everything that happens now is happening now.
What happened to then?
Past then.
When?
Just now. We're it now, now.
Go back to then.
When?
Now.
Now?
Now.
I can't.
Why?
We missed it.
When?
Just now.
When will then be now?
Soon.
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 Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Soon. That's Donna Summers.
Yes.
From Silver Springs.
Yes, exactly. We're playing it because the show's nearing its end.
Very nice, Rob. And we are going to near the end soon. And I also want to give away something, if you don't mind.
Not at all.
A pair of tickets to the WJFK section of Nationals Park for the July 30th game against the Phillies. Listen all week to win. And visit nationals.com/WJFK to purchase discount tickets in the WJFK section for that night. So we will take caller number 10 right now, 877-365-3636. You call in and you get the tickets.
Isn't it's that the game easy. When Michael Hughes dresses up as George Washington for the president run?
He actually dresses up as a bratwurst, and he races a sausage and an all-beef Frank based on a
wait.
Dream. Trip him, won't you? Anyway, time to get back to Buzz Burbank, but before we do... I thought you were going to keep that music turned up because we were going to do a little dancing there. But
wait, we could if you...
No, I don't want it. It's too late. You've ruined the moment.
I have.
Let's get our final segment of Buzz Burbank right now.
A wrestler turned actor turned governor, Jesse Ventura, is thinking about running for one of Minnesota's Senate seats. Ventura and his wife, Terry...
I don't have time to bleed.
...have until 5 p.m. tomorrow to decide.
How is Terry Ventura?
Terry Ventura is doing just fine. What I'm going to do is represent the people of Minnesota in the United States Senate.
Remember when you were governor and you made a big deal about putting a pinball machine in the mansion?
I think it's important to have a little downtime.
Sure.
I sure wish Mike could get that game of bags back in his green room.
How are your bags?
I don't have time to bleed.
Ventura says he will announce his decision tonight on Larry King Live.
I say more power to him. I like Jesse Ventura. There's nothing
too.
About the guy I don't like. And I think it's you need people like that,
mm-hmm.
just like you need more golfers on the PGA Tour that have a personality. You see that other sleeper this weekend, Rob?
I didn't even turn it
on. Oh, Jesus. It's so dull. You got Kenny Perry and two no-name guys, and it's like the festival of boredom.
Well,
it's horrible. I want to see some guy
TV golf
win
dull?
A golf tournament and drop his pants. They used to have guys like Chai Chai Rodriguez, who would pretend he was the bullfighter, or the sore fighter.
Sore fighter.
And he would do the thing where he'd make a putt and he'd put the sword in his scabbard.
That. Who was the guy many years ago that two tournaments in a row jumped in the lake after he won?
Ken Green.
God, that was great.
I think it was. And they also had a guy. Well, you had John Daly, who was kind of lively. Mm-hmm. You had Lee Trevino, who used to be talking all the time. Mm-hmm. He'd trash talk when he was out
fun.
There. And you just had a few fat guys.
And you missed that.
Now
I
they're all
that.
They all look the same. They all act the same.
No
they all
toast.
Play the same.
Remember when
and
Palmer,
it sucks.
Remember when Arnold Palmer would play in drag?
Yeah,
that was
old
fun.
Days. The good old days of the people.
Do you remember Jimmy Demerit's strap on?
Oh, I'll never forget. There was that one time we had a long time ago when it was Sam Snead that would slide up to the tee with nipple clamps on. It's a special day. It
Gene
really
Sarazen running around with a chainsaw in the spectator gallery.
You know, Julius Burroughs one time decided that he'd play the front nine with his package hanging out. And he didn't even get it. It's not like he couldn't get it past the ladies' tee.
No, I get it.
Those are the days.
Oh, the good days of the golf.
Lee Elder and nothing but a robe.
Bodybuilder turned actor turned governor Arnold Schwarzenegger says he would serve as Barack Obama's energy czar if Obama's elected president. But Schwarzenegger says he won't be making any calls to Obama unless and until he's elected.
Is Rick Markopoulos, the guy that was in that playoff, is he from Haymarket, Joe? Is that really true that this guy's from Haymarket, Virginia?
Who?
This guy that said he's a 35-year-old pro. I don't know where he's played around here. I never heard of the guy.
Me neither.
Rick Markopoulos. Mm. He was one of the guys in the playoffs.
Does Arnold realize that czar in this country is really just
meaning.
Sort of an honorary title?
I don't know if he knows that or not, Rob.
Because he's going to want a palace. Hey, he's here today.
Yeah, I know.
It's exciting, isn't it?
Horse music. It can work for Arnold, too, but the one you really want to use for Arnold...
Where the hell is the new Budweiser theme?
It's got stripes of the German flag over it. See?
Where?
No, a horse had the stripes.
Yeah, horse has the stripes. Let me stop that. This is the Arnold... I thought it was on number four.
I thought it was on the other one.
Did you take it off?
No,
we
no, no. It's still there.
You think it's on number five?
I think.
All right, hold on a second. Wait, we're looking for it now. George W. Bush.
Let's ask
is it
the
towards
listeners.
The bottom?
God damn it, Rob. I wanted what to happened? Find that. Wait, it's the polka music, right?
Yeah.
There it is. Arnold Schwarzenegger. Go ahead.
I'm done with him now.
Oh, really? What did he do?
Well, he said he would serve as Barack Obama's energy czar if Obama's interested, if he becomes elected.
Oh.
But Arnold says he won't call Barack Obama unless and until he's elected.
Oh, very good. After he's elected governor.
No, after Obama.
Oh, after Obama's elected.
Presumably elected
so that's
president.
Nice.
I apologize. I was not paying attention.
They're
that's
playing like
right.
Facebook now. Okay. I don't want to invite you to be my friend.
Right.
You have to invite me to be your friend.
All right, just do your job, Arnold.
Brett Favre. Fans rallied outside Lambeau Field yesterday to pressure the Packers to reinstate him as Green Bay's starting quarterback. This after reports Favre wants to return to the NFL just not to Green Bay.
Hey, what's going on this side?
Favre's agent has no comment on the rally. Pack management says it's always appreciative of the passion of its fans.
This is very Michael Jordan-esque here with him playing baseball, even though, I mean, he made that big deal about saying goodbye, and now he's going to come. What is that beeping?
I don't know.
I stopped the clock.
Again?
Yeah, I like the way he looks at me. He's not that. Oh, okay, that's what it was then. I understand completely.
See, listen. Like
oh,
that?
That's annoying.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah.
You know what? I need a new thingy. I need a new timer.
Have Bear get you a new thingy.
Oh, right.
I think Brett Favre ought to, you know, say goodbye. I think it was the perfect time. He went out with class, with dignity.
Yeah.
I worry about him. But you could also say that he's got one, maybe even two more seasons if he comes back with another team. But I don't want to see it happen.
An online poll shows local fans evenly divided. 47% want him back. 47% want him to, quote, retire already.
Are we going to do fantasy football this year, too?
I'd love to.
We got to start thinking about that because it's right around the corner.
Buzz, what's your opinion?
Boy, how about that enthusiasm from Buzz? If you were listening at home, that was just a...
I'd like to nominate Joe to be the commissioner.
Commissioner?
Yeah.
Commissioner George, see if he wants to do it.
Anyway, Brett Favre will be on Greta Van Susteren tonight on
she
Fox News.
She looks lovelier with every passing day.
I pay to see
if
that.
If you're watching that, remember that Brett will be the one on the right.
Right. Well, so whoever has shaved the least.
Whatever that meant.
He says he was told by PAC management that they don't want him back, that he's not welcome back in Green Bay.
Oh, okay.
That's a different fans hear that.
That's a different wrinkle.
Yeah. Like,
like the ones Greta Van Susteren got rid of.
Is it easy to be a commissioner?
Very, very easy.
It's the easiest thing
online,
in the world.
Right?
All you need is a gun.
Yeah.
Click and point. Point and click.
Okay.
All right,
the only thing
you.
About the commissioner is you're responsible to pay a little bit more than everyone else because you have the honor of being commissioner, or as you'll be, the czar.
That's right.
Okay. Czar of the league.
Yeah.
League czar.
So that's a yes?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, Joe.
That's good.
Thanks very much.
You have to
what?
Pay me. You have to pay me because I don't have any money.
We'll do that. Right. No okay. problem.
Yeah.
Thank you, Joe. Look
thank
forward
you.
To having you as the commissioner.
Okay, so that's four people in our league?
Well done, Rob.
Here.
You're an idiot.
All right.
Paint
I have
fence
a question.
For us.
Yes.
It's easy, right?
It's easy. Rob doesn't even hesitate. Yeah. Very easy. Like 8 hours of your time a week.
How easy is it? What's going on this side?
Point and click. That's
baseball, right. Meanwhile, is a dying sport if you consider the Nationals honoring the fans who died on top of the team's shuttle bus when they hit an overpass over the weekend. Or consider the Chicago Cubs cemetery in
Whoa,
Chicago.
What happened? What?
Some fans got on top of one of the Nationals' shuttle buses. They were riding on top of it, and it went under an overpass. But
this is our Washington Nationals?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was away. I just came back to town, so I didn't hear it. How many people were hurt?
A couple of fans died in that accident.
When did this happen?
And the Nats honored them. I don't have the exact date
it was,
in front of me.
I think, late last week.
Oh, my God. All right. I went out of town. I didn't know that.
Or consider the Chicago Cubs Cemetery in Chicago. A replica of Wrigley Field has been built at Bohemian National Cemetery, complete with a stained glass scoreboard. The Stadium of Death will hold about 280 bodies.
That's it. So you say. They don't call the stadium
No, they don't. That's
death.
Just my little nickname
so
for
big.
It.
So it's big. I can
boy.
Understand yes. like a headstone like shaped like, but this is like really like a little stadium.
Hey, if they did one for Fenway, I might give it some thought.
Of course you would.
Absolutely.
The AA ball Wichita Wingnuts have had a rough season.
Oh, now you're making it up.
Do and they really have the Wichita Wingnuts?
They do.
What a great name for a ball. Can you get me a hat?
I absolutely
oh,
can get you a
you
hat.
I will pay double for it. for
it. We all need hats that say wing nuts.
Please get me wing nut hat.
So it shall be.
All right. I'll do it. Hey, it's the age of the internet, Rob.
Well, better than that, we have listeners out there. Send them.
Send us hats.
Send us wing nut hats, please.
10800 Main Street, North Pole.
It's been a rough season, and so has it been for their manager, Cash Beauchamp. His dad passed away, and his grandma's been sick, and
sorry about
the wing
that.
Nuts have been taking drubbing after drubbing.
Wing nuts.
So Beauchamp now admits that he got carried away when he intentionally got ejected from a game in an effort to fire up his ne'er-do-well players.
Good, that's a good idea.
Told his pitching coach in advance that he planned to get thrown out, but he kicked dirt around the plate and he kicked off a shoe and exposed his armpit to the umpire's face to tell him he stinks. He stuck the armpit in the ump's face and then danced around in the dirt in his bright red stockings. He also had the presence of mind to throw his chewing tobacco on the ground rather than spit it. Even so, he's out till tomorrow, even though the Wingnuts finally won a game.
Hey, they won!
5-2.
All right, I want seriously, seriously. For our listeners in Wichita, we will get a Wingnut. I want a Wingnut update every day.
Every day.
I want to follow the Wingnuts. I swear to God, I like that manager. Get that back, Bethann. Book the manager of the Wingnuts.
Cash Beauchamp.
Cash Beauchamp. I want to get him on the show. We are the official show of the Wichita Wingnuts.
Yes, we are.
Amen, brother.
Right W on. Power.
I mean it, Buzz. You know I mean
We're
it.
We're on it, and I'm serious. We're on it.
Good.
Finally, a South Jersey man was arrested on the Garden State Parkway after complaints about the topless Barbie doll on display in his car.
Hey, you's got a doll.
Which was parked at a rest stop.
Well, they don't have nipples.
Police found all manner of porn and paraphernalia in his car and immediately charged the guy with maintaining a public nuisance.
I have nipples, Greg.
Can you milk me?
And police in Newcastle, Indiana last week responded to a 911 call from a 9-year-old girl who believed her mother was being attacked. After all, it was broad daylight, and she heard screaming.
Oh, no.
She looked in her mom's room, only to find a man on top of her.
Oh, no.
The man is apparently guilty of nothing except being really good.
Oh,
I'm
wow.
Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, my.
That man was Cash Beauchamp.
That's right.
That's an ending right there. All right. Rick Markopoulos from Haymarket. Sorry about that, man. I just wish you won. We should beat Kenny Perry. And Wingnuts, we're on board, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Right. I got the Wingnut fever.
Want to thank Chip Coffee. He's the clairvoyant. You can see him tonight, 10 o'clock on the premiere. Not the premiere. It's actually been on. Psychic Kids, Children of the Paranormal. He's also on Paranormal State. Also, we want to thank, what's his name? Greg Fife.
That's right.
He's former NTSB investigator and aviation expert. It was nice of him to come on the show. The executive producer of the Mike O'Mara Show's Bethann McBride. Our in-studio producer is Rob Spiewak. And our phone screener is Joe Ardinger. The show comes to you from the studios of WJFK-FM in Fairfax, Virginia, and is heard exclusively on the Wingnut Radio Network.
Yeah!
For Bethann, Rob, and Buzz Burbank, this is Mike O'Mara reminding you. Mm-hmm. It's a quickie today, ladies and gentlemen.
Good.
Great to be back. So much fun. We all enjoyed our fourth in the sun. Time to leave. The show is done. I'm going to shoot Joe's BB gun. We'll see you tomorrow. Good night, everybody.
Good night. Go nuts.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.